Recording then. Good morning, Houston scholars. My name is Linda Besmer and I'm with Muses 3. And I want to welcome you to our read aloud today with our author, Nancy Lowen. Before we get started with the read aloud, I wanted to cover just a few of the opportunity to get the answers to those questions. And now I'm very pleased to introduce Miss Nancy Lowen. She's our author who's going to be reading her book, Show Me a Story, and it's read with permission from Capstone Publishers. And Miss Nancy, I'm going to go ahead and turn the screen over to you.
All right, thank you so much. Okay, yes, I am still here. Okay, well, I am very, very happy to be here. I know these are some kind of strange times that we're living in, but I think we need to take heart. It's not going to last forever. We'll get through it. And one thing I want to tell you guys is this would be a great time to read a lot, because you might be stuck in your homes right now or like in your yards. You just can't go a lot of places. But you know, when you read, you can go anywhere. You know, you might even want to read a book about school, because I bet some of you are probably missing your school building, right? You probably never thought that you would feel that way, but I bet you do. So remember, read, read, read. You might even want to, if you have younger siblings, you can read to them. You can read to each other on the phone. So that would be a great thing to do. Okay, I heard something. I think my cat got into trouble, but I'll deal with that later. So we're going to read a story today called Show Me a Story, Writing Your Own Picture Book. And this story is in two parts. I've got like an actual picture book, and then there are tools on each page that tell you how to write a picture book. What I'd like to do first is just read it straight through. Just get to the story part. We're just going to enjoy the story, and then we're going to go back and talk about the different aspects of writing a picture book. Okay, so show me a story. And there we have it. Webster got his wish, didn't he? And why is it a W? Why was that the key to this whole thing? Because a W is really just two V's put together, right? So they could do it. Okay, so now we're gonna go back to the beginning, and I'm just gonna kind of go a little. There we go. Okay, and we're just gonna go through and talk a little bit about the story elements. And then we're gonna go back again and talk a little bit about the illustration elements. But okay, so now for the story part. So this very first page here, we only have two sentences, right? We've got Webster knew the alphabet backward and forward. He liked all the letters except for one, B. So that's pretty short, but you know what? We actually know quite a bit here. We know the main character. We know that his name is Webster, and we know that he's a goose. And the other thing we know is that we have a hint of a problem, don't we? He doesn't like V. And why doesn't he like V? Well, we're going to keep reading to find that out. So on this page here, okay, so we find out more about why he doesn't like V. He likes it for certain words, right? But he just doesn't want to fly in a V shape all the time. So in that case, we're getting a more of a sense of the problem, right? So we have the very beginning. Now we're knowing more. Another thing I want to point out here on this page is one of the things you'll want to keep in mind when you're writing is the setting. In this case, so setting means like the time and the place that your story takes place. Well, this, we know this story doesn't really have a time, right? Because it's not realistic, because, you know, geese don't really talk I don't think. I mean, maybe they do in their own way, but not in a way we can understand, right? So this doesn't really have a particular time. And as far as the setting goes, it's just outside, right? We know that from the illustrations. We know here's the sky here. And if we go back, you know, we know, well, there's grass, plants, you know, so we know that we're outdoors. That's really all we need to know. Sometimes with stories, sometimes setting is really, really important to stories, and sometimes it's not so important. But this is one case where the illustrations kind of tell it to us. We don't need to write down that this all happens outside. It's obvious that we see it. Okay, and now on this one. So here is where Webster is going to Sir Graybill, right? So we see Webster in problem solving mode. He is taking action to solve his problem. So he's bored with flying in a V. He wants to try another letter, and he's going to do something about it. So it wouldn't be much of a story if he just like grumbled and complained, I don't want to fly in a V, you know. If that's all it was, we wouldn't have a story, right? We need more than that. So we see him trying to take action to solve his problem. And we also see a new character here. We see Sir Graybill. And Sir Graybill, we know he's like, from his name, we know he's like older and probably a little more dignified. And the illustrations show him with these goggles. So that's a way to tell him apart. This is kind of an unusual picture book when we've got all these geese. We've got, you know, it's hard to tell geese apart. But, you know, there are ways to do that. And one of the ways is with these little things like this. Okay, and then we go to the next page. Okay, and so Webster has asked Sir Graybill. Sir Graybill says no. So we're continuing the tension, right? We're building that tension. If Sir Graybill had just said, great idea, let's do it, you know, then the story would be pretty short, right? It wouldn't be maybe quite so satisfying. It would seem a little too easy. So Sir Graybill says no, and he says no because, you know, these geese, they're kind of set in their ways and they don't really want to change, right? And so he says that they would be afraid and confused, and so he says no. And so there's another roadblock that Webster's going to have to get around. And here we have his wife, too. So here's another character, and you see she's got the little bow here. And so she's adding a layer of opposition, right? Because she's saying nothing but trouble. So, yeah. And then let's go to this page. And here, this is actually one of my favorites. So Webster, you know, he's feeling bad here. It says he walks glumly away. So he's sad because he didn't get his wish, right? But he keeps dreaming about these other letters that he wants to fly. So again, we're keeping that tension going with the story, because if Webster just said, oh, all right, I guess we can't fly in a V, that's that, you know, then, or I mean, if he didn't have an emotional reaction, if he just said, oh, well, we can't do this, so whatever, you know, that wouldn't be very fun either, would it? So the thing about stories is, and sometimes we forget this, that it's really good to put emotions into our stories. We want to know how our characters are feeling, because that helps us connect to them and it makes us more interested in what happens to them. Okay, so now we have Webster. He's not giving up. He keeps scratching in the dirt. But then we have other geese here who are adding more opposition. They're saying, you know, what a dreamer, whatever. No, you cannot, we can't do this. We need to be proud of our bees, all that stuff. So it's just another level of opposition. It's another obstacle. We're kind of lingering in this moment for a bit. But now we have a change here. In this one, we've got Twigs, right? Twigs is this goose, and we can tell by her pink bow. So she goes and she says, hey, you know, we've been thinking about this. Some of us have, and maybe you're right. And so this is a turning point in the story. This is when things are starting to change. We're understanding that, you know, something is afoot, something is going to happen. And what is that something going to be? And here we have the geese scratching letters in the dirt. And one thing I want to point out here, the tools that we talk about here are scene and summary. In a scene, we're going to go back to, We're going to go back here. This is a scene, right? This is, we've got the Webster is having a conversation with Twigs. And some other geese are there too. This is all happening. You could be right there and you could see it happening. If we go here, the words, they're not, we don't actually know what they're saying. We know that they're talking, but we don't really know what they're saying. And the scene here is just kind of representing a moment from a longer time. So picture books, it's good to go back and forth between scene and summary, because if everything were a scene, if everything were in dialogue, if you knew every last thing that everybody said to each other, it would get really, really long, wouldn't it? But if you, and if it were all in summary, if you're just being told what happens, you never actually get to see anything, then it would be probably kind of boring. So it's good to have a balance between scene and summary. Okay, and now here we've got, okay, we've got suspense building here, right? Because they have figured out, they have figured something out. They've figured out how they can approach this problem. They know what letter they're gonna fly. We don't know that yet though. Right? So they know something that we don't know. Although I'm sure probably plenty of you are really smart and you probably figured this out already. But, you know, but you still kind of want to see it unfold. Even if you have an idea of what's coming, you still kind of want to you know, just see how they end up doing it. So, and now the suspense continues. Okay, so they go to Sir Greybill, and Sir Greybill says, hey, we're going to practice. And we still don't know, but there's energy, right? There's excitement. We're getting to that endpoint. And here is that takeoff. And it was, they don't do it perfectly the first time, right? It's not like we go from here, you know, oh, let's go practice to, you know, there's their amazing W, right? It's not gonna be like that. We gotta have a little bit of practice, some mistakes, you know, we've got willy-nilly and wobbly. And this is another thing I wanna point out. So I personally, I like these words, flapped, bumped, bumbled, willy-nilly, wobbly. Those are fun words to say, and a picture book is a great place to get out all those words that you think are really fun to say. Okay, so this part of the story, the most exciting part of the story is called the climax. That is the high point. That is when the problem that has been established at the beginning is solved. And some stories have, you know, they end at the climax. That's what this one does, right? Because we see them end at the W and it's just perfect. We don't really need anything more because we know that Webster is happy. You know, you can just tell that he's going to be happy and the problem has been solved. But some other stories, you might have a little bit of a resolution to the story, or a more of an ending. So you might have the exciting moment and then you have a little bit of falling action, it's called. You have a little bit of wrapping things up, and that's a good way to write a story too. You can have your story go both ways. So okay, So now I want to go back again, and we're going to look at some things about the illustrations. Okay. And I'm just pointing this out to you guys because I think it's fun to know these different things, and these are going to be things that you can notice when you look at picture books yourselves. And then if you want to make your own picture book, you'll have a lot more options. You'll have ideas for what you can do with your own picture book. So the first thing I want to point out is, so picture books open up, right? You've got a page here and you've got a page here. All together, that's called a spread. That's when the picture goes across the whole book. You get a lot of room to work in a spread. You can put a lot of stuff in a spread. And this particular book, it's almost all spreads. Those pictures go across the whole page, the whole book. But some are more, let's see, I think this is the one, this one here. Okay, so sometimes you have like a half spread, right? So here you've got this is one part of the story, and then this kind of goes along with it, but they're not actually in the scene, are they? They're just kind of on the side there. And those are actually called spot illustrations because we don't have any background, do we? They're just there. And I was gonna show you another example from another book, because these are not, this, like I say, this book is mostly in spreads, but I have another book here. I don't know if you can see this. This is Goldilocks Rocks. This is a Fractured Fairy Tale from the Other Side of the Story series. So here you can see you've got this part of the story, this illustration, and then you've got another part of the story, a different illustration. So those aren't connected. They're not going all the way across the page. And that's okay. You can kind of vary it up. You don't have to always have it go all the way across the page. You can have it go in separate pages too. And then also don't forget those spot illustrations. And I'm going to give you some more examples of spot illustrations. Like, I don't want to go back and forth too much here in this book, but you see at the end of this book, you've got these little spot illustrations here. So that kind of makes those pages more fun, doesn't it? And here are some other ones too, like at the very beginning. So This is just the copyright page. We just have all this kind of boring information on this page, but it makes it so much more fun to have a little illustration there, doesn't it? So when you are making your picture book, you know, you can be creative. You can put your pictures, don't have to be just all big scene, big scene, big scene. You can break it up in lots of different ways and put little elements here and there, little pictures here and there. It's good to have variety. Okay, and now I want to go to, let's see, which page is it? This page here. Okay, so we've got something else I want to point out that's really fun about picture books is you can put imaginary stuff in. You don't have to just draw what the story has in it. You can draw what the characters are thinking. You know, this, look at this newspaper, new letter, a disaster. So that's not really happening, is it? It's just something that probably this Sir Graybill's wife is thinking of, right? And it makes it more interesting. And I think I already talked to you about like differentiating or the characters or making sure you know which character is which. And again, you've got that there, and I think Twigs had the pink bow too. And another thing to keep in mind when you're doing your pictures is that we want to vary or change up the perspective, and that means like how close or how far away we are. So like this one, when we're first meeting Webster, we're getting right close. I mean, we're just like right there next to him, watching him write those letters. And then we go to this one and we're farther away. We're getting a different perspective, a different vantage point. And it's a good idea too, to keep in mind. You want to vary it because that makes it more interesting. And then one last thing to keep in mind about your illustrations is you've got to make sure that you have room for words, right? There's a lot of space on this page for words. Here, we've got a space here. But, you know, sometimes if we make illustrations, we might just put lots and lots of stuff in our picture, but then there's not really a little blank space for us to put the words in. And so that, you know, that can be a problem sometimes. So that's another thing to keep in mind when you're working on your picture book. So covers. Those can be kind of fun, right? Because you want to have something that really kind of gives the idea of what your book is about. And you'll want to include your title, you know, and your name. And so here I've got my name, and here is the name of the illustrator. And I actually meant to point that out earlier to you guys, that I don't illustrate my books. I'm not an artist, but you guys are. You're going to be the author illustrator of your own books. So I think that's pretty cool. So you would just have your name there. And so we want to have the show probably the main character, or you want to show maybe something that sets a mood, like if you're writing a scary story or like a story about that takes place like in a thunderstorm or something, you could have like lightning bolts in the letters, or, you know, raindrops or something like that. So you can create a mood, or you can tell a little something about the story, but you wouldn't want to tell too much about the story, right? You don't want to give it all away. So you want to get your reader's interest, but not give away the most important parts of your plot. So, and another thing you can do is you can make lots of opportunities for art. You can do some art for your back cover too. And I don't think you even see this on Mayon, but here's the back cover for Webster's Wish. And you've got a fun little text here. And then you've got a logo here, and you've got some spot art there too. So lots of opportunities to put in some fun art and really, really get at your story and just kind of wring out all the good stuff of your story and just, you know, put lots and lots of stuff in your picture book. Oh yeah, there is one thing I meant to tell you too here. Let's see, which is the one here. Okay, so this is a little inside secret. Okay, nobody else knows this except for one other person. So this here, when Sir Greville says, "We'll fly over to Farmer Cap's pond." So Farmer Cap is actually a character in this book. And this book is a book that was written by my friend Jill, who is actually an editor at Capstone. But I snuck that in because I wanted to have a little, I wrote this around the same time that this book came out. So that's why I thought it was kind of funny to have this little connection between my book and her Farmer Cap book. So you guys have a little insider secret there. Okay. Also, I want to point out that there's going to be a file that you guys can have access to. I've got all sorts of tips written up. Some of them are actually in your book, in the Mayon book, and some of them are kind of bonus materials. So if you want to know more about writing and illustrating your own picture book and know more and also have review some of the things that we talked about, there'll be a PDF that you can have access to. And so you'll have all this information, and hopefully you will be able to have some fun making your own picture book. So that is what I have. I'm wondering if there are any questions.
Let me check our Q&A, Miss Nancy.
Okay.
Let's see. If you would stop sharing your screen, then I'll be able to see the Q&A window. There we go. And let's see. I'm not seeing any questions, but I'll give our folks a minute or two just to see if they have any other questions. And in the meantime, I'm just going to quickly show folks where they can find that PDF, Ms. Nancy, and then I'll come back to you before we say goodbye. But if you would like that additional resource that Ms. Nancy mentioned, you can go to the Muses 3 website where you registered for the session or someone helped you register. The URL is https://muses3.com/index-php/readalouds/. And down at the very bottom, there's a section, well, actually right by where you registered for this session, underneath the list of books by Nancy Lowen, you'll actually see the tips sheet that she's provided. Once we've done this, completed this session, and then we have one more right after this, we'll be moving those registration links. You won't be able to register for the sessions because they will have finished. We're going to move those to the bottom of the registration page, but we'll keep that information so that you can still access that PDF that Ms. Nancy's put together for you, as well as see the list of all the other books that she's written. And tomorrow, Ms. Nancy's going to read some of her books aloud for us as well, some other books. Those will be just straight read alouds and some conversation. So I'm going to check one more time to see if any questions came in. And I'm not seeing any questions. So thank you so much, Ms. Nancy. We really enjoyed the session today and look forward, of course, to more stories tomorrow.
Sounds good. I'll look forward to it too.
Thank you. And young scholars, I hope you have a wonderful day.